Hey, everybody, welcome back for another episode of the 5-Minute Discipleship Podcast. My name is Lauren Hicks, and on this podcast, I share 5-Minute episodes to help you grow in your faith. This podcast is about discipleship and spiritual growth. It's my prayer that these short episodes inspire you and encourage you to be a fully devoted follower of Jesus Christ. So if you're new to the podcast, let me invite you to subscribe on your favorite podcast app so that you can join us each day. Today on the podcast, we are talking about how God defines greatness. Imagine a prestigious corporate boardroom filled with high-powered executives, all vying for the coveted position of CEO. The tension in the room is real as each person strategizes on how to outshine the others, climbing the ladder of success at any cost. The values in the room are ambition, drive, and determination. Greatness is defined as position and power. Now, picture a young intern quietly observing the scene. Instead of participating in the ruthless competition, this intern decides to take a different approach. Rather than seeking recognition and power, the intern volunteers to help with the routine tasks of setting up the room, filling the water glasses, and cleaning the whiteboard. Doing so, the intern demonstrates a heart of service to the executives. In Mark chapter 10, the disciples of Jesus engaged in a similar power struggle. James and John approached Jesus, seeking positions of honor in his coming kingdom. In Mark chapter 10, verses 35 through 37, the Bible says, "Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. 'Teacher,' they said, 'we want you to do for us whatever we ask.' 'What do you want me to do for you?' he asked. They replied, 'Let one of us sit on your right and the other on your left in your glory.'" A few verses later, we find the remaining 10 disciples are angry at James and John for such a request. Likely they are frustrated they didn't think of asking the same question earlier. In another New Testament passage, we see the disciples arguing amongst themselves as to which of them was the greatest. Now, I've often thought this must be one of the most humorous stories in the Bible. The disciples are in the presence of Jesus, the Son of God. He's demonstrating his power and authority by performing incredible miracles. Yet, here are these young disciples focused on their own pursuit of greatness. Well, fast forward 2,000 years, and nothing much has changed. Humanity is still striving for greatness. It's not wrong to pursue excellence in what we do. It's not inappropriate for us to achieve, create, build, and to accomplish significant things. Where we often get misguided is when we buy into a worldly definition of greatness. Our culture today sees greatness as record-breaking achievements, success, influence, power, position, fame, and notoriety. But God sees it differently. Hearing the disagreement among his followers, Jesus presents the disciples with a revolutionary, countercultural perspective on greatness. Listen to what Jesus says in Mark chapter 10, verses 42 through 45. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Now consider this. Jesus, the Son of God, the King of Kings, chose to serve rather than to be served. In a culture that revered positions of authority, Jesus shattered expectations by washing the disciples' feet and by living a life marked by humility and selflessness. Greatness in the kingdom of God is rooted in humility and sacrificial service. So we see that greatness is achievable for us all. It's not dependent on your title, position, location, influence, or anything else. Greatness is achieved when we serve others, and all of us can do this today. Whether in the workplace, our families, or communities, let us remember the example set by the ultimate servant leader, Jesus Christ, And may our lives reflect His humility, compassion, and commitment to serving others. And here's today's challenge. Pray and ask that God will help you see opportunities around you to serve others. As you quietly serve, God gets the glory, and your life will be a rich blessing to others. Hey, thanks again for joining me for today's episode. I hope you have a wonderful day. And until next time, let's continue on our journey as followers of Jesus.